We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sweeney Murdy, and welcome to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankees Spring Training Podcast for Saturday, March 6th. Today, I wanted to take a look at an event that happened earlier in the week that got a lot of attention, but we haven't had a chance to talk about it here. Major League Baseball announced that this June 2nd will be Lou Gehrig Day throughout all of baseball, and June 2nd from here on out will be the day that Major League Baseball honors and celebrates the legacy of Lou Gehrig and shines a light on ALS, the disease that bears Lou Gehrig's name, took his life on June 2nd, 1941, and affects many today. It is something that has been a cause throughout all of baseball for various reasons, namely because of the connection that it has to Lou Gehrig. It has touched a great number of people, including me. My friend Jeff Matalone has suffered for many years from ALS, and he is one of thousands of people who have really been touched by the idea that June 2nd will highlight their cause. And the one thing about Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, it is 100% fatal. It's just a matter of when. So adding the science and the awareness and fundraising efforts to this is part of the cause on June 2nd for Major League Baseball. And every year on June 2nd, Gehrig's legacy will be honored in a lot of the same way that Jackie Robinson and Roberto Clemente have had their legacies honored on a specific day each year in the baseball calendar. There are two men who saw this as their cause, and for the last couple of years, they've been pushing for Lou Gehrig Day to take place. They were extremely excited to see it happen. I had a chance to talk to them earlier this week. Adam Wilson is one of those men, and Chuck Haberstroh is the other. They are co-chairs on the Lou Gehrig Day Committee. I spoke with Chuck and Adam. Adam is on the call with us, but the effects of ALS, which he has battled since 2015, have taken his voice. So you do not hear him on this call, but he was on this Zoom call with me and with Chuck Haberstroh. And we spoke about what their feelings were about Lou Gehrig Day coming to fruition. LG4Day.com is their website if you want to look at more about what they have kind of dedicated themselves to here and what they're looking forward to on June 2nd. Major League Baseball, if you go to MLB.com, has a lot of stuff up there as well because of the announcement this week. But here's my conversation with Chuck, with Adam watching and listening as well. And I started just by asking Chuck if he can give us a little chronology on how this became his cause, or their cause, I should say, and how we arrived at the creation of Lou Gehrig Day this week.
I guess, let's say, in mid to early 2019, we had a group of people affected directly by ALS. My mom was diagnosed in 2017, and Adam Wilson, who's had ALS since 2015, and another person who's been affected was Brian Wayne Gallantine, who was diagnosed 4 years ago. And we got together, we through a group called I Am ALS, which is basically a patient advocacy group that is filling in the gaps where ALS is kind of, the advocacy has been running short over the years. And obviously since Lou Gehrig was diagnosed, there's still no cure, no cures or effective treatments for ALS. So we needed to do more. And we thought the patient voice needed to be heard. And so one of the things we did was Brian Wayne Gallantine, he sent us, and we call him affectionately B. Wayne, sent us a text saying, you know, boys, and he's from Tennessee, so I'll do a little bit of an impersonation there. He's like, guys, why is there no Lou Gehrig Day like Jackie Robinson Day? And we said, you know, that's actually a great point and something we should look into. And when we did our research, and Adam also sent an email right around that same time saying, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals did a fundraiser for one of their players' daughters who was affected by cancer. If you remember,
Devin Still,
yeah. Exactly. And so that resonated with Adam, who's from Cincinnati. So it was kind of like a joint effort. We got a little group together, seven people, and we did our research and found that, you know, in 2009, there was a celebration of Lou Gehrig, and Yankee Stadium had an awesome, awesome ceremony. And include, you know, then in 2014 was the Ice Bucket Challenge, which obviously had a huge impact in the world of in the world of ALS, but in the world in general. And that one of the founders, obviously huge Yankees fan, Pat Quinn, who joined our initiative as well. And so we basically did our research, found out through talking to people like Boog Shambi, who I know you're friendly with, talking to him and saying, you know, he said, listen, guys, the only way you're going to get this done is if you get all 30 teams to agree and say that they want to do this. And one of the pillars of what we've been doing is to get the ALS community to rally together. And so we got 30 different ALS organizations to agree, which is almost as hard as getting all 30 teams to agree. And so we got slowly but surely, we got to like seven teams. And then we had an email circulate from the heads of the Twins, the Diamondbacks, and the Red Sox. So Derek Hall with the Diamondbacks, David St. Peter with the Twins, and Sam Kennedy with the Red Sox, sent out an email that included a heartfelt message from Adam Wilson, who's the co-chair with myself now and B. Wayne then, and sent out an email on about the 19th of October. And the first response to that email from the presidents was from Randy Levine. And he said, the Yankees are in, the Steinbrenners are in, this can't happen without the Yankees. And I said, well, yeah, that's, you know, your listeners may not see it, but I've got some Red Sox stuff behind me. Yeah. And so, you know, it was a bittersweet moment getting an email from Randy Levine. You know, I had to pull some punches there on my keyboard, but yeah, so we got Randy Levine was the first one to respond. He was all in. We got, you know, Derek Jeter was like the third person to respond. He said the Marlins were in, and we went from there. Within 24, let's say 30 hours, we had all 30 teams, and Adam, who's on this and who has ALS and cannot speak because ALS has taken his voice. He, me, and B. Wayne were texting and just like had, you know, the greatest 24 hours of our lives.
And this is in 2019?
This is 2020.
2020, no, so okay, far, yeah.
We were over a year into this by the time we got that. And then the next day, B. Wayne died from ALS.
Oh, wow.
Suddenly and devastatingly. It really hit us hard. Still does, because he was an incredible person. And so Adam and I carried the torch from then. So that was October 2020 during the World Series. And, you know, we've been working and pushing MLB, you know, Pat Quinn, who's one of our members who also passed recently, and it's the last email I have from him. He just said, keep pushing. And so that's what we do. We just keep pushing, talking to Major League Baseball. And our first meeting with them, we had a whole presentation set up and we were ready to go. And they said, maybe we should give you the answer before you go through your whole song and dance. I'm like, that's so fun. And they're like, we're doing it. I'm like, oh, hey, so now what do I do? But yeah, so that's basically the journey. And then the announcement came this week. And again, yesterday was like, if you could see the messages I'm getting from people who've lost loved ones to ALS and Adam as well. And the ALS community, for a disease that, and I know, Sweeney, you have a friend of the family who's been battling, the disease is brutal, and there are times where you kind of lose hope as an ALS patient. My mom, who's battling it now, and you know, I don't want to say late stages, but she has a trach and she's basically paralyzed, and talks with her eyes, and sent me a message yesterday saying that she's proud of me, which is always good to hear from your mom instead of getting scolded. In a disease like this, you know, the hope is few and far between, you know. And yesterday was, in our whole community, it was an incredible day for people who've been in this fight for way longer than I have. I've only been in it for little less than 4 years. Adam's been in this thing personally since, you know, 2015. And his daughter Avery actually thought he was a celebrity yesterday for a little bit. So that's
absolutely
good.
Absolutely.
So that makes us smile. So that's basically it in a nutshell. It's hard to make it short.
Well, no, that's great. It's a lot of detail, and I'm glad you gave it to us with the whole timeline. You're right that MLB has done things sporadically to mark anniversaries. It's, you know, funny enough, my first time as a fan at Old Yankee Stadium, I grew up in Pennsylvania, so my first time visiting Yankee Stadium was July 4th, 1989, which was the 50th anniversary of Lou Gehrig's speech at the ballpark that day, Luckiest mm-hmm. Man speech. Oddly enough, I took a day off in the summer of 2009 to take my then girlfriend, now wife, and our friends, our friend Jeff, who has ALS, took them to the ballpark on July 4th, 2009, for another anniversary. As you mentioned, they did a wonderful job that day. MLB did a marvelous video for the 75th anniversary of that speech, July 4th, 2014, where they got people from every team to recite the speech. And that's easy to find on YouTube, and it's a very powerful speech when you hear everybody deliver it that way. What is your understanding? This is now to let fans know, it's not July 4th. It's going to be June 2nd. This year and every year will be Lou Gehrig Day. And what is your understanding of what this first edition of Lou Gehrig Day is going to look like around Major League Baseball?
Absolutely. Love to. First, you tell me what the pandemic's going to look like in 3 months.
Yeah,
So we don't know about how many fans can be in the ballparks yet across the country. But at the bare minimum, which is awesome, all the players will be wearing 4 ALS patches. There will be obviously fundraising opportunities around that. We're hoping the speech will be played in every single ballpark, much like what you just described from 2014, with players and also people living with ALS being part of that speech. We are hoping for a large presence with the local media outlets for stories like the story of Pat Quinn for the Yankees. Big Pat, his father, is going to be at the ballpark on June 2nd. We made sure of that. He's one of my favorite people in the world.
That's great.
But yeah, it's going to be a celebration of Lou Gehrig, number one. And then also through that, you know, raising awareness for this disease. I'll give you one quick example recently that happened when my mom had some complications with her tracheostomy surgery about a month and a half ago, and was picked up by EMS. And the EMS driver didn't know what ALS was. Mm. And when you don't know what ALS is, how can you treat somebody who you're trying to help? Mm-hmm. So at the bare minimum, we need this disease to be, you know, the awareness of it and understanding that it isn't a rare disease. This day is going to really help and get that message out. But yeah, it's going to be a celebration of Lou Gehrig, and also really something special that baseball really stepped up for. I mean, the fact that they did this, and Sweeney, you'd know better than I would, you know, they must really, they're going to blow it out the park. You know, yeah. I think it's going to be an amazing day for, and especially at Yankee Stadium, there's a home game that day at Yankee Stadium. That's going to be the center of the baseball universe that day. And we couldn't be more excited about it.
there's going to be a lot of time, a lot of months leading up to this first Lou Gehrig day where I think a light's going to really shine on this and spread a lot of information. And we'll have a lot of time to get into that. I just want to ask you right now, though, Chuck, if there's one thing you mentioned, that there's still a group of people, and probably, you know, the people listening to this are baseball fans, and, you know, they know who Lou Gehrig is, and they obviously, you know, and then by default of that, they know what ALS is to a degree. But
yeah.
If I can ask you, what's one thing you want fans to understand if you're talking to that person who doesn't know what ALS is, what's like the one thing, the first thing that you'd want people to know as we kind of kick off this year-long, you know, event and what's going to be a yearly event now? What's one thing you'd like people to know?
Yeah, about the disease or about the man? I mean, there are two things there, right? Like the story of Lou Gehrig is incredible. His, you know, his history and the fact that he, you know, after baseball, when he had to leave, he worked for the city of New York. You know, he tried to help kids in the city of New York while he was deteriorating rapidly. The one thing I would like people to know is about ALS is it really strikes the best of us. The people you meet who have ALS are the most inspirational people that you will ever meet. It'll change your life. You know, spend some time with someone with ALS and you become a better person. I know it's happened to me. I was a terrible person before I met Adam. No. But the thing that ALS is, it's not rare. The more you talk to people, the more people who have been affected by it, you'll find. And it is a curable and treatable disease. It's just underfunded. You know, the funding for research is needed. And we think that baseball, through the legacy of Lou Gehrig, can have a huge impact in finding cures and treatments to this. But spend some time with some ALS patients, people living with it, their caregivers who are like angels on earth. You know, it'll change your life, and it has for me.
Once again, Chuck Haberstroh and Adam Wilson, part of the Lou Gehrig Day Committee. Go to lg4day.com. and check out everything about Lou Gehrig Day. It's an exciting yet also scary and somber day coming up on June 2nd. It will be a day to celebrate, a day to reflect, and a lot of emotions for people who have waited a long time and a lot of people who are suffering at this moment, whether it is the people afflicted, their family, their loved ones, caregivers, etc. A lot of people have been touched by Lou Gehrig's disease in some form or fashion. And this June 2nd will be the start of a yearly campaign by Major League Baseball and hopefully, again, raising a lot of awareness and funds for research for this horrible, deadly disease. Please make sure to subscribe to WFAN's Baseball Insiders podcast. We are available on radio.com, both my Yankees coverage and Ed Coleman's Mets coverage. You can also find us at Apple Podcasts and other platforms by searching WFAN Baseball Insiders. Hit subscribe and review. And thank you for listening. I'm Sweeney Murdy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.